So what do you think of John? I'm amazed with John. I am infatuated with John. He's an incredible individual. He's dynamic, very charismatic. I would love to be back there 2,000 years ago just to watch him at work. Just before this gospel starts, he's got all the people around him, and he's cussing at them. He calls them a brood of vipers. That's dirty language in the New Testament. He's been calling them to task, challenging them to prove their repentance, wanting them to convert. And they stay. After he cusses them up and down, they stay. It's amazing. And his preaching. One mightier than I is coming. I baptize with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. I'm not worthy to untie the thongs of his sandals. See, it's not about John. It's all about Jesus. Keep the focus on Jesus. That's what he does. He points the way. John doesn't flatter. He doesn't sugarcoat. John is real and authentic. He speaks the truth. Points the way. It resonates with the crowd. They eat it all up and they want more from it. What should we do? What should we do? That is a very haunting question. It's a scary question. It is a dangerous question because we may not want to hear the answer. What should we do? It's also a hope-filled question because it's full of possibilities. There's an openness to that question. What should we do? There's an avenue out. We don't have to stay in this rut. There is the possibility of change. There is something different. What should we do? The change may be scary, but also very, very liberating. What should we do? It takes courage to ask that question. It takes courage because we have to face ourselves and be honest with ourselves. What should we do? Can we make that question our own? Christmas is bearing down. It's right around the corner. Can we make that question our own question? And I don't mean what should we do in terms of getting all the Christmas shopping done. What should we do to make sure that letter to Santa really stands out and he notices it? What should we do to put up all the decorations, all those social obligations that come with this time of year? What should we do to truly celebrate the Nativity? What should we do to prepare our hearts to welcome him? What should we do to be a worthy dwelling place of the Messiah who comes? What should we do to straighten out our crooked hearts? What should we do to clear away all the debris that impedes our path to peace? What should we do? Something that we've been putting off. something that has been staring us right in the face. Something that we've been reluctant to face up to. Something that we've been afraid to admit to ourselves. Something that we've been hesitant to say to another. My friends, Christ is coming. What then should we do?